D-Mace, Vingan and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, and David Janes here with you. We've got to wrap up the show in about 10 minutes ahead of Vanderbilt baseball against Kentucky. First pitch is at 5:30. Pre-game begins at 5:15 here on 102.5 The Game. So we're blowing it out.
There you go.
Who knows how we're going to fill the next 10 minutes. Let's start by going to Ryan in Nashville on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ryan, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Afternoon, guys. D-Mace, I told you I called today.
Yes.
Jeremiah Love is the guy. And not to mention that everything he can do, he's also the great blocker. And as a Notre Dame fan, when Notre Dame did not have Jeremiah Love on the field, they struggled. If Jeremiah Love is the guy, you're not going to find holes in Jeremiah Love's game. He is a complete guy, and it would be the best thing for the Titans to take, especially with a young quarterback with Cam Ward. It gives him a guy that he can lie on, and he can block for him, and not have to worry about anything.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it. Got a chance to speak with Ryan after the show yesterday. We were talking hockey a little bit, too, about the whole teardown. But then he said, you know, I'm with you. Take Love. And, you know, everything that he said is right. And I think that's the sentiment across the board. You can't pick any holes in his game. The only thing you can say is you just don't draft a running back that high. So we'll see what happens. And we'll keep talking about it until it happens.
Brandy,
or doesn't happen.
Brandy says, I need a shirt that says, I want a double D, double dude. Well, if you're a woman wearing that, it may be problematic.
But that would do it. Hey, listen.
We need some merch.
Hey, need some merch. Sell it. You got to be a double dude.
I'll get on that.
You got to be a double dude.
What we need is a shirt that just has Willie's face on it that says Super Freak.
And on the back, you put Rick James on there.
That would sell like hotcakes. A Willie Donick Super Freak shirt. You can have it. For the low price.
Do we have to put a curly wig on him like Rick James?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Brandy also wants to know where your cowboy hat is. You had one of the felt
Yeah,
Predators
I got it. It's at home.
On.
Yeah, I couldn't. I wanted to wear it today.
Brandy
but
gave
it, was
it
just,
to you.
Yeah. It was awkward. I knew it was going to be awkward, and I wasn't going to be able to wear it the whole show. But I wore it home. Like I said, I was.
The storybook ending to the game last night would have been Steven Stamkos completing the hat trick to break the 4-4 tie.
And everybody
and it was
throws
so
the
close,
felt hats. Yes.
So close. And everybody throws those hats on the ice. It would have been a great visual.
That would have been great.
Greg says, was that last caller Mike Borgonzi's burner phone?
Nah.
Similar accents, I guess, yeah. You could say.
Yeah.
One texter says, Richie says, Derek, quickly, what are your thoughts on the new Ravens jerseys that were revealed last
night? I don't, other than the collar that had this sort of like these feathers for the Raven, is it a big change? I didn't think
at first glance, it doesn't look like
this huge change. So I need to look at it again, but I think how they did the, on one of the jerseys, there is some. The white one has some change to it around a collar, and then there's something with the numbers that they've done. But they've stayed true to, you know, the original black and purple. But I don't see anything like – there's nothing that I would just automatically know that at least the purple one, that's a new jersey, that's their new jersey. Maybe they wanted it that way. And maybe, you know, if I see it in person – or when I see it in person, I may think otherwise.
It seems like a subtle change.
Yeah, they seem like subtle changes.
Josh says,
unlike the Titans.
Yes,
that's a pretty major change.
Yeah, that was a huge change.
The opposite of subtle.
Exactly.
Josh says, this girl just looked over at me in her car and gave me the what the heck are you listening look, LOL.
You should have rolled down your window and said, I'm listening to DVD, baby.
Yeah, Josh, did you at least tell her what you're listening to?
I'm listening to my boy Willie, who's a super freak. That would have gotten her attention right there. She's like, let me turn to 102.5 today.
That's exactly what would happen.
Exactly. There you go. See? I told you.
And then she would get completely fulfilled
exactly.
by all the excitement on the show.
Absolutely. She would keep it on 102.5 yeah. the game.
I'm biting my tongue on a lot
you
of things.
You want to say so?
On a lot of things. I'm biting my tongue. Let's end the show this way.
Okay.
A week from today, when we're on the air at 3 p.m. on Friday, April 24th, we will know who the Titans selected with the number 4 overall pick. How do you think we're feeling 1 week from today as all of you and the three of us are discussing the Titans' first draft pick of this year?
I think either way, I think we'll feel good. Now, some may feel better than others, but I think they're in a position where if they want to take the Willie route and say, hey, listen, give me more picks. I'm still staying in the top 15, 12, and then you can give me another pick, another first-round pick, or another first-round pick next year. But then I think people are still, you know, they will be okay with it because it's sort of serving the purpose of just more darts at the dartboard. But I think if they go out and, say, drafted Jeremiah Love, I think people would be excited too.
Willie, what do you think? What are we talking about next Friday?
You know, just for entertainment purposes, I think the Love Train would be such a fun show because we've already built it up. But I don't know. My gut feeling is telling me that they're not going to have Jeremiah Love, that they're going to do something else. They're going to slide down or they're going to make a pick that throws a curveball at the people, that they won't take the running back. Or maybe something crazy happens above. Somebody goes after Love at 3 and they end up with somebody that is falling down, which might be a good thing, like Arvell Reese or somebody like that.
Al from Smyrna says, if Adam speaks, he might jinx something.
That's your fault, man.
Say they will not draft Jeremiah Love.
The Tennessee Titans will draft
Arvell
Reese.
There we go. Which means they're going to draft somebody else based upon Adam's track record.
But here's the thing. If they do, in fact, draft Arvell Reese, will y'all stop blaming me for jinxing because it came true?
No, but then they would blame those that want Jeremiah Love would then blame you.
Oh, I don't know.
I would
be heading to Denver right now.
Exactly.
If he hadn't jinxed and ruined the season with his claim that there's no such thing as a jinx.
I'm just bitter.
That was the worst part. You said there's no such thing as a jinx.
Because there's not. I'll put that on a T-shirt next to Willie's Rick James Super Freak T-shirt, which we will be selling shortly.
Series of T-shirts is what we got.
We need more. What's the word? Cash streams here.
Yeah, we need more cash flows, man.
Yeah, we need
streams of revenue.
Yeah, we need people would wear D Mace Vingan and Donick shirts, right?
Yeah, with Willie on the back with a curly wig.
Yes.
Super Freak.
Oh yeah.
Super freaky.
We may have to replace the Willie D song for silly underdog picks.
Exactly.
This fall with Rick James.
Okay.
There we go.
Or maybe we can use AI to have Rick James sing the Willie D song. So we keep the Willie D song, but it's Rick James.
I feel like we've got to keep both in the library. Those are just good jams.
Absolutely.
Yeah, interchangeable.
Any fun weekend plans?
They fit Willie. For me, no, not really. I thought I had to do something. I thought about going to the game, but it's going to be early now. Ooh, man.
The spring game. Tomorrow,
Vanderbilt,
10
a.m.
People back in play for
open
me.
At 7 a.m. Get there as early as 7 a.m. Because I'm not going to say Willie's going to be there directing traffic. But Willie
Coach
just
Lee.
May be there.
Coach Lee wants me to be there.
But Willie just may be there.
I might
there.
Be there by 10. I might do the D-Maze, show up at 9:55.
Yeah.
But 7:30 is not going to happen, I don't think. But
I thought about going to get some bushes, too. I need to get some bushes to put around my air conditioning units. I need to, because I moved my gate because it got damaged in the storm.
Sounds riveting.
So I moved my gate a little bit further back, which exposes my unit. So what I'm going to do now is just put some bushes around.
Isn't that basically what Will Ferrell says, Frank the Tank, right before the guy gives him the beer bong? He says, you got to hit this in old school. He's like, we had a nice little Saturday plan. We're going to go to Bed Bath & Beyond and Home Depot. And they're like, hit this. You got
to
hit it.
I'm going to the Sounds game on
oh,
Sunday
okay.
with
oh, okay.
the family.
Ah.
So
is this one
that
they're going to give out the jerseys?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
The ice cream jerseys for the kids.
Yes.
We got to be there early. Arlo Vingen needs one of those. He's
Don't you
excited.
Know they got a new movie coming out?
What
a
movie?
Scary movie called Ice Cream Man.
That sounds terrifying.
It's going to be scary. The same producer that produced, if y'all watched, Jury, what is his name? Pennywise.
Oh, is that It?
Yeah, but they have a show called Drury.
Oh.
Yeah, but the same person that produced that is going to.
Ice cream, not for me.
And there's a new Friday the 13th coming out, and he's producing that also.
Oh. Derek Mason has an interesting weekend plan.
I don't plan on doing all that this weekend. These are things that are coming out, but not this weekend.
Well, we will talk to you tomorrow. Not tomorrow, because tomorrow is Saturday. We will talk to you Monday at 3 p.m. It will be NFL Draft Week. Thank goodness gracious. It will be NFL Draft Week. We'll continue the conversation on Monday at 3 o'clock. I'm just glad to know that by this time next week, we will know who the Titans pick was at number 4. We can stop talking about it in terms of who is it going to be, and we'll talk about who it is. So I'm looking forward to that. And we are looking forward to talking to you again Monday, 3 p.m.
Be loved. Love on your people. Have a safe, blessed, and wonderful weekend. I love you. The team loves you. Jeremiah Love loves you. Okay? Be well.
Rick James loves you.
Rick James loves you. So be blessed. Be a blessing to everyone. Be loved. Be loved to everyone. We will talk to you starting Monday at 3 p.m. on 102.5 The Game. Peace.